This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So we finally resume our journey with the parables of the Quran. And the next parable we have in the 171st, ayah 171, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَنْعِقُ بِمَا لَا يَسْمَعُ إِلَّا دُعَاءً وَنِدَاءً. This is actually not that unrelated to the first two parables we discussed, the fire and the rainstorm. He says the example of those who disbelieve. And of course, this is some disbelievers, many disbelievers, because many of them are another category. They're the not yet Muslim non-believers, right? But he's saying the disbeliever, the example of him, is like the example of someone calling out to those that cannot hear anything from what they're saying but noise. You can imagine like a herd. A herd of camel, of sheep, of otherwise. The shepherd, and subhanAllah, all of the prophets were shepherds, are calling out to them. Why are they calling out to them? Because there's a wolf attacking, or there's a cliff they don't see because their heads are down as they're munching, right? And so they're being called out to, but they can't hear anything. They can't make any sense of, can't benefit in any way from the explanation. They just hear noise. That's all they hear. And subhanAllah, this is speaking about the phenomenon that the majority of humanity experiences, which is that they're not thinking. They may hear a profound reminder, could change the course of their life and impact their afterlife, and they just lift their head and they just keep it moving. SubhanAllah. As you know, one famous writer, he said, most people who think they're thinking are actually just rearranging their prejudices. Meaning, I have a prejudice, I have a personal comfort, I was raised this way, my parents sort of caused me to inherit a certain belief or lifestyle, whatever it is. If anyone says otherwise, I'm gonna tell myself I'm thinking, but in reality, I'm just thinking of a way to justify not changing, to justify staying where I am, remaining with the group. You know the herd effect we call in English? The other word for it is groupthink. Groupthink. I'm letting someone else, I'm letting the crowd think for me. And in the Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jal says, for example, that some people state that Allah has begotten a child. You know, Arabia, they used to say the angels are the daughters of God. In Christianity, they say that Jesus, peace be upon him, is the son of God, right? Allah says, كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. What a horrible thing, a horrible statement that comes out of their mouth. Think about that. The Quran is eloquent. The Quran is not redundant. Why would it say a statement that comes out of the mouth? Where else would the statement come out from? That's not a useless addition out of the mouth. What's it there for? To say the statement is not coming from their minds. It just landed here and just kept going. They just repeat it and echo it so many times. People are like this. And the believer should never have any share of that quality. That is the idea. On any level. You know, there was a young lady once who said to me, you know, there's nothing illogical about three gods being one, one God being three, the Trinity. It is just like water. And I said, may I? You're going to tell me that water can be ice, and water can be liquid, and water can be vapor, but it's still water, right? She's like, yes, exactly. I said, wait, but if we're thinking, you know, the Trinity means they're all equal and they all exist at the same time. They're not all vapor and all water and all liquid and all ice at the same time. I said, and you probably also want to tell me that it's like an egg. Because in the egg you have the yolk and then you have the white and then you have the shell, but it's still one egg. She's like, yes, exactly. I said, wait. If we're thinking, we can have a double yolk, right? You ever seen an egg with a double yolk, guys? It works. But the shell is not the yolk and the yolk is not the white. They are not equal. They don't exist. So she looked at me and said, and I told her, and you probably want to tell me that at the end of the day, you just have to have faith and it's a mystery. She's like, yes, exactly. I said to her, if we're thinking, I get it that we're supposed to trust God, but me and you believe God is the most merciful. Would he make it this complicated to find him? Would he force us to choose between the mind he created and the heart he created? And so this is sort of the behavior of many people. As for the believer, Allah is telling us you need to be different as a people. You must benefit from every reminder. And that is why the Quran goes such great lengths to tell you about the different classes of people when it comes to dhikra, when it comes to tadhkira, when it comes to reminders. He said one class of people, the Quran mentions basically four classes of people when it comes to reminders. Because you need to be able to self-diagnose. How close am I to this sort of example of the herd? One group, Allah says, فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ. These are other surahs now. What is with them that they turn away from the reminder? كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ. Like a herd of donkey that have scrambled. Why? فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَصْوَرَةٌ. Because they are fleeing from a lion that is attacking them. Some people, advice to them is like an assault. You know, subhanAllah, some of the jargon, the language nowadays of the most radical liberals who worship their ideas, I am my idea, whatever the wind brought today, right? So if you attack my idea, you're attacking me, right? And that is why they often say their phrase, words are violence. Why? Because it's my ideas. They feel provoked and attacked from a reminder. The Quran speaks about this as if they're being attacked by a lion from a reminder. The second class, Allah Azza wa Jal says, are people, and we discussed this now in the previous one, that they can't retain the reminder. The reminder leaks so fast. The munafiqeen, this is the disease of hypocrisy. And there are so many shades of it. Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ. Among them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, listen carefully, are those who hear you. They hear the reminder. They're not running. They're sitting there listening. حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. But as soon as they walk out, قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. They say to those who retained the reminder, the people of knowledge, مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفَ. What did he just say? آنِفَ means very recently. What did he just say? It goes. That's the second class. The third class of people are people who accept the reminder selectively. I'll hear you out. I'll accept your advice so long as you're from my ethnicity or you're my madhab or my ideology or my sect or my class in society. I won't accept from someone beneath me. And this is the disease of kibr, of arrogance. And that is why he said, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. Quraysh and At-Ta'if were saying, you know, I'm not objecting to the Quran itself, but if only, it would have been revealed to somebody a little bit more wealthy, like Al-Walid bin Mughira or somebody from Ta'if, someone big. And we have to check ourselves on this one. How are we when the call hits our ear? Is it just noise? Is it offensive? Is it filtered based on who's speaking? And the fourth class of people, I have 2 minutes, the fourth class of people are the ones that Allah congratulated. When he said, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ. Extend glad tidings to these servants of mine. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Those that when they hear the reminder, they follow the very best of it. Not just any of it, the very best of it. I don't care if you're poorer than me. I don't care if in the middle of the reminder you made some mistakes. I don't care if you have an accent or not. I don't care if you've upset me with your joke 3 weeks ago. If there's something here to benefit, I'm going to jump onto it. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. These are those that Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And these are people who are not in the herd. These are people of pure thought, of true enlightened intellect. I'll share with you very quickly. I had a student a few years ago. It was actually in Ramadan, that's why I remember. She was, I believe, from Nigeria. And we were talking about how the Quran being a powerful reminder can transform you. And I called on her. And I always call on people randomly to make sure they're not drifting over Zoom. And so I asked her to answer something and she went silent. So I was about to tell her, you know, we need to pay attention, so on and so forth. But then I realized she was crying. She finally opened her mute and she was crying. And she said to me, Sheikh, I swear I'm paying attention. But the day before Eid, or 2 days before Eid in Ramadan, the Sheikh stood in front of the masjid and said, what are you going to do with Ramadan? Are you going to throw it all out on the Eid prayer? Are you going to go to the concerts? Because they have Eid concerts in her country, right? And you're just going to sort of like spill it all out, get muddy again after Allah has polished you. She said, and so I made a decision. And I went to my sheikh, because I had a Quran sheikh in Ramadan. I would memorize with him by day, and I would go and prepare for the concerts by night. She said, I was not an attendee of the concert. I was the person on stage. I was the performer. And so she laughed, and she said, I'm not doing it. I'm done. And she quit on her band, Cold Turkey, overnight. She said the country was split. May Allah bless her. It was all over the news. Half of the country is saying, you know, you turned your back and you don't need to be all uptight about your religion. And the other half of the country is like, you go, girl, you're amazing. May Allah bless you to the end of it. You hear a reminder and you say, you know what? I can't sort of. And her sheikh said to her, and she shared this with me, that I know I never told you to quit the band, but that was the one dua I was making for you all Ramadan, that you picked the Quran over music. She said, and I've never looked back, and it has been a new experience for me, a new relationship for me, with the reminder of Allah, the Quran, ever since then. May Allah allow a similar experience for us and for you. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.